I'm Steve Potter, and later on Cityscape, Etana Productions' new original play about what it means to be Afro-Latino in the United States. Earlier this month, Rocco Landisman became the latest inductee into the St. Louis Walk of Fame, with his star installed on the Del Mar Loop in front of the Regional Arts Commission. Landisman is a Broadway producer responsible for such plays as Tony Winner's Angels in America, The Producers, and Big River, which won 7 Tonys in 1985. He also served as chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. We spoke before his induction ceremony, and I congratulated him.
Thanks. It's great to be back in St. Louis.
You know, you've had a long and productive career with many accolades, like Tony Awards, for example. But with all that, you know, is there anything special about coming home and being recognized in your old hometown?
There's nothing like it. And not only that, my wife is a St. Louis girl. So when we come here, we're both coming home. And I have so many friends who are still here. I come back fairly frequently anyway to see family and friends. I have cousins here, and I have a lot of St. Louis connections, and I always, you know, I'm happy to have any opportunity to come back.
You know, I'm curious, since you've been gone a long time, as far as not living here, do you ever defend St. Louis, you know, when people that aren't from here maybe, you know, think of us as flyover country and all of that? Does that ever come up?
Yes, and, you know, of course, I love St. Louis. On this trip, I've brought my son, Dodge, who's become a kind of connoisseur of American cities, and St. Louis is one of his favorites. And I don't know that there's a better city. It has great beauty, beautiful architecture, great baseball, of course, great food. It's a wonderful place to grow up, and, you know, I cherish my friends and all my connections here.
Uh-huh. Well, with your friends on the coasts, what kind of reputation do we have for the arts here in St. Louis?
Well, actually, it's pretty good. The Opera Theater of St. Louis has a national profile. The St. Louis Rep is a top professional theater company. You know, the Symphony, of course, has a national reputation. St. Louis in the arts has a pretty good profile.
Well, your father, Fred, of course, with his brother, Jay, and Jay's wife, Fran, were responsible for the Crystal Palace and Gaslight Square. And you were pretty young, I guess, at the time when all that started, I guess, what, barely a teenager. Did that have much role in your life?
Very significant one. You know, when I was growing up, when I was, what, 11, 12, 13 years old, the Compass Players were performing at the Crystal Palace. And, you know, who are the Compass Players? That was Mike Nichols, Elaine May, Severn Darden, Del Close, people who went on to create Second City and were a tremendous influence in our culture for many, many years. And, you know, Nichols and May lived in our Rathskeller. I was exposed to that at a very young age, and, of course, that had a big impact. And, you know, remember, in those days, Gaslight Square was a place of tremendous intellectual and cultural ferment and excitement. Lenny Bruce played there. The Smothers Brothers started out there. Barbara Streisand opened for the Smothers Brothers. And everyone knew that she was a big talent. And these were early days when careers were being formed and work was being done in the theater and other areas that hadn't been done before and hadn't been done anywhere else. I mean, you know, the second production of Waiting for Godot in the whole United States was in St. Louis at the Crystal Palace.
Right. Well, you know, Fran was on this program in October of 2008. She was in town for Cabaret St. Louis. In fact, she told me you were here for that.
I came here for that, and I love seeing seeing her perform and love hearing her songs. She was a genius.
Yeah, well, she also told me that they call you Mr. Broadway, and I just found her so fascinating and so engaging. What was she like? What was it like to be related to her?
Well, it was great. I mean, she's such a major talent. I think she never quite got the recognition she deserved. But I love mentioning songs that are familiar to people and saying, "My Aunt Fran wrote that." You know, if Fran wrote Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, or The Ballad of the Sad Young Men.
Right.
And she was very intelligent, very very alert. It was a real bohemian. I mean, she and Jay, as you know, had a very interesting life, a very unconventional one.
Yeah, they sure did. You know, she also told me the story about getting the Crystal Palace off the ground. And if I remember right, it was your dad, Fred, that wasn't it sort of his idea, and then he brought Jay
Fred,
into it?
Yes, Fred really built it. He got stained glass from Austrian crystal chandeliers from buildings that were being torn down and whatever. And he kind of put together, someone once said he did the first fern bar, you know, where you had exposed brick. And he had such an original style. And he really built the Crystal Palace. They built it as basically because they didn't have a good bar where they could go to and have a good time with their friends. So they built their own.
Right.
They built that up. You know, they built one in Lower Isle of the first Crystal Palace, and then moved it up to what became Gaslight Square.
What else influenced you here in St. Louis as far as the art? So it was a Crystal Palace. I imagine you probably went to the Muni as a kid, maybe.
To the Muni, there was the American Theater that had shows in those days. The theater scene wasn't nearly as vibrant as it is now in St. Louis, where you have a number of professional theaters that are doing quite a bit of interesting work. In those days, there was the Muni in the summer, and that was pretty much it. And so, you know, if you were going to see something really interesting or offbeat, it was probably at the Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you were chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts until you stepped down. I guess it was the end of last year. You always said you always said you just wanted to serve one term. What was your greatest joy or satisfaction of having that job?
I felt the purpose of the job, the thing I needed to do, was to bring vastly more resources in support of the arts. The arts don't get a lot of support throughout the country, and we enlisted many of the other federal agencies, the Departments of Transportation, Education, HHS, Agriculture, HUD, all agencies with big budgets, and most of them with a connection to the arts. And we essentially raided those other agencies for money for the arts and got quite a bit of it. And that was, a significant accomplishment.
Well, the NEA often has been a target in the past, you know, for when it comes to budget cuts and things like that. How frustrating was that? And how do you see the future for the arts here or in the country?
I'm pretty optimistic because I think now, largely because of what we've done at the NEA, is that there's a perception between the arts and the revitalization of communities and neighborhoods and the economy. That the arts are an economic driver. And I think when people talk about rehabilitating cities, revitalizing them, bringing them back, the arts now have a central role in that. You know, you look at the public sculpture garden downtown here, and, you know, you see many examples of how the arts are revitalizing communities.
And where do you go from here? You're still producing, right?
I still have my ownership interest in Jujamson, my company in New York that owns Broadway theaters. I have no immediate plans for producing shows.
You were part of Matilda, weren't you?
No, my wife, Debbie, was an investor in it.
Oh, I see.
She put some money in Matilda, but no, Matilda isn't our show. Kinky Boots is our show.
Oh.
Which won the Tony the other night.
Well, yeah, congratulations. I guess you were there.
Yes. It was great to see that win. And you know, I was at the Jujamson offices the next morning, and everybody was just in a state of excitement and was thrilled.
Well, so what are your plans now? Do you know the meaning of retirement, or do you have any plans for any fun, or what?
Right now, I really am retired. People keep saying to me, well, what are you going to do? You have to be doing something important. And my response is, well, not so fast. I did buy a small piece of the Chicago White Sox, and we'll see what happens with that.
Well, I hear you're fond of Miami Beach, so you'll probably be down there.
We're going to spend some time there in the winter, for sure. But right now, I'm just delighted to have my own time back again.
Yeah. Rocco Landisman, the newest inductee to the St. Louis Walk of Fame, we congratulate you so much. We're proud that you're from here, and thanks for taking time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, a new production explores the challenges of mixed identity in America. This is St. Louis Public Radio.